The Audubon Boys wrestling season is upon us, and the Wheelers have already started hitting the mat starting last Thursday and in the Danhill Invitational on Saturday. Audubon has seen some success on the mat already this year, but there is still some room for improvement. Head coach Tyler Christensen is looking for improvements on the offensive side in their attack style and staying in good positioning in the circle.
Number one, we got to fight not to give up bonus points. You know, pins and those majors, like, can't let that happen. We have to have it in our mind that no one can pin us, and we got to work through that. I'd love to see us be more attack style, offensive minded. That's kind of what I like to instill in our guys, and you know, some of our more experienced guys are really starting to show that, so that's good. And then just keeping in good position. We have a lot of green new wrestlers on our team, and like the whole process of learning how my body's going to react to things and where I need to be with my hips. Is, you know, that's tough to coach, tough to teach. It's going to take time with being on the mat. So we're going to keep working on those things throughout the year.
Audubon featured two wrestlers in the top three over the course of the weekend, including Lane Elmquist, who finished in third in weight class 113, while Alex Hansen also finished in third in weight class 165. The Wheelers also featured Justin Kilworth and Shane Sneathan in sixth place in their respective weight classes. One wrestler who really showed up early this season in the first meet was Jarek Squires, who was able to earn a win in the last match overall in a competitive matchup. He may not have placed over the weekend, but has continued to show improvements just over the last few days of the season.
Yeah, our heavyweight Jarek Squires for me, he's a second year wrestling here in Audubon, and you know, he's really trying to start to come into himself. His technique's coming along, but more importantly, his aggression, you know, and aggression's a big thing in the wrestling match. If you can be aggressive and impose your will, a lot of good things could happen. It looks like we might need to work on the conditioning side of things a little bit, but, you know, he fought hard and he stayed in good position that whole match and was able to come out with a big one.
The thing about the Wheelers is that they're looking to get more condition and practices to go longer in matches. Wrestling is a sport of adversity. And the Wheelers are trying to overcome that adversity in the gym to improve on the mats and in their thinking while on the floor.
You know, we do a little bit of everything. We do some strength training. We do some sprints, some cardiovascular. I really try to, you know, our practices are hard enough as is. The conditioning is kind of just cherry on top. But I like to have the conditioning kind of be more of a mental battle than anything else. This throwing some adversity in their face and seeing how they respond to it. Because in the sport of wrestling, you're going to have to respond well to adversity. So,
Audubon has a quad duel tomorrow at Trainer against Riverside, Trainer, and Southwest Valley. The quad starts at 5:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.